Have your Bibles this morning. God has blessed us to be here.
Yes.
Hallelujah. There are those that would like to be here that are not able. There are those that need to be here that don't want to be. There are those that are here and just glad to be in the number one more time. We all here to celebrate Jesus the Christ. Anybody come to celebrate Jesus? You ought to be able to do a little bit better than that. Anybody come to celebrate Jesus? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, yes. That sounds a lot better. I did that for a reason. Hallelujah. Have your Bibles this morning. Let us, if you will, go to the 95th Psalms. Now, the 95th Psalm, I'll read verses 1 and 2 for your consideration. So, supporting scripture this morning, Ecclesiastes 3 and 1. The 95th Psalm, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with song. Ecclesiastes 3 and 1, to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. On the basis of those verses this morning, I'd like to use a thought or subject. It's time to make some noise. It's time to make some noise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody been sitting down on God too long. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't nobody know like you know what the Lord is bringing you through right now. Somebody still waiting on their deliverance. But I come to tell you this morning that deliverance will come. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Praise him while you can. While the blood is yet still running warm. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. On this beautiful day. Hallelujah. That the Lord God has made. A day that God has blessed us. To be still counted amongst the living. And right here in the middle of December, God is so good. Beautiful sunshine this morning. God is so good. And we just want to give God glory. We want to give him honor. And we want to praise him. Everything is in the hands of a mighty God. And there are times when we must let go of our own thoughts and know that we need a mind like Christ. But the Lord God tells us that even our minds are not able to comprehend all the mighty good things that he has in store for us. There are those of us this morning that know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we've been blessed. But then there are those that know that not only have I been blessed, but I expect to be blessed. And I serve a God that is in the blessing business this morning. This God will allow you to get emotional because of what he has done for you. So now your neighbor or the one across the church may not understand why you are doing it the way that you're doing it, but they weren't there in the midnight hour. They weren't there when you were going through the worst part of your journey, and they just don't know like you know that when everybody else closed their eyes, God still had a watchful eye watching over you. Whether it was in the hospital, at your home, walking up and down the street, God is everywhere you be, everywhere that we are. And we give him glory and we give him honor this morning because of who God really is. And sometimes we just don't quite understand why is it that even out of all my good intentions, it seems as though I'm always going through something. I've changed my way of thinking, and I try to even treat my neighbor right, but there are times when I just don't quite understand what it is that I'm trying to do. But I found out that every one of us in here this morning, we owe God some praise. And the Bible declares that in all things, give thanks. Whether it's on a rainy day, cold or muggy, hot and muggy, we must understand that this too is the Lord's doing. And when the Lord does what he does, then we ought to be glad. We ought to be thankful. We ought to know that we don't have a right to question what God does. But so many times in our lives, we sometimes unknowingly just complain or make comments about the weather or about the people of God or even about the harvest. There's so many things that we find ourselves talking about that we have no control over. We got to understand that we belong to a God that has all power. And because of his power, because of his love, he created us, made us in his own image. He sustains us and keeps every one of us day by day. On our daily journeys, we are aware that there are times when we go in the right direction. And then there are times when we sort of make a detour. And we get off on the wrong course. And those are the times that we need to know that we're still under the watchful eye of God. And those are the times when we need to be reminded that all you got to do is call on the name of your God. There are times when you were in your darkest moment of life. It was just like being in a hole going nowhere and you couldn't see your way out. You know that there was an opening high up above, but you didn't have no ladder. You didn't have no rope. You didn't have nobody to holler up to but the Lord. And God, in his mighty power, is able to do what we say sometimes, work things out in a mysterious way. You might just fall asleep and wake up and you're up out the hole and everything is all right. Anybody ever been there? You laid down at night and you were so troubled that your whole chest was heavy and your mind and your head was heavy because you had so much going on that you just couldn't get no rest at night. You began to ponder over all the things that you needed God to do. And sometimes you start to refresh yourself of the things that you've done, the thing that you've opened up the gate for yourself. And then you ask God, Lord, come on. Come on and see about me. Lord, I need you in my life. And as we come this morning, we come into the Fowles Chapel Baptist Church to offer praise to the power of a mighty God. We come this morning, and when I say we, it realizes that we're talking about all of us. So we've all come to lift up the name of Jesus, but also you got to understand that individually, you got to have a word of praise. Individually, you ought to have a mind to tell God thank you. So now, if you are one of the praisers that are in the house, don't get bothered by those that don't want to praise here. Because you got to understand, everybody don't praise him in the same way. And then don't get judgmental because they don't jump like you jump. That everybody don't have to jump. But do know that they know that the power of God is still yet working in their lives. We got to be glad this morning that we know who the Lord God really is. And we ought to be glad to join our forces together collectively as we exalt and magnify his mighty name. As we continue in this holiday season, time that we remember and focus on the birth of Jesus, our Savior. We know him to be the Son of God, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, born to the Virgin Mary. Just came to save us all from our sins. So we celebrate and we be merry so that we can sing with the choir, joy to the world. The Lord has come. And if you're a believer that the Lord has come, then there ought to be some kind of sign that you don't mind showing as we celebrate the power of a mighty God. When we think about the holiday, we all celebrate in our very own way. But the key is just do it. No matter how you celebrate Jesus, just do it. Don't worry about those that don't have the right mindset about Christmas. You do what you know to do to be the right thing. Don't worry about all the times that we like to say that Jesus is the reason for the season, but yet we leave Jesus out of the picture. But let us have a mind this morning to praise God with everything that we have. We got to take the advice of David where in the 107th Psalms, he says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he have redeemed from the hand of the enemy." So when we look here in the word of God, David is saying that we need to give God praise. Not only should we give him praise, but we should glorify and magnify his holy name. The Bible declares that he is a merciful God and his mercy endureth forever. Then I love where David said, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." Who are the redeemed? Do you know this morning that you've been redeemed? I thank God that we just don't sing it like we used to, but I thank God for that song that Bertie used to sing, "I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb." And when you've been redeemed, that lets you know that God has stepped in your stead and he's atoned for your sins and he's made a way out of no way. So now I'm talking this morning to that individual that know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they have been redeemed by God. I'm talking to that one this morning that knows that you're not where you are all by yourself. But you're there because God loves you more than you love yourself. And then we look at the word of God, we realize that whom he have redeemed from the hand of the enemy. So David lets us know that I've been through some things in my life and everybody don't love me, but I thank God for being my deliverer. Because the Lord God is my deliverer, I want you to know that I'm going to praise the Lord my God. And what we got to look at here, David is saying that not only do I want to praise God, but I want you to come on. Come on and join in with me. Don't let me praise him all by myself. But I know that somebody else know about the goodness of the power of a mighty God. I know that there are those of us in here that know just like anybody else that God will step in just when you need him. When we think about the children of Israel, they always found themselves bound and in distress. Like the people of the world today, what happens is they turn to their own way. How many of you want to do your own thing? A whole lot of us declare that I love the Lord, but we rather do our own thing. But I want you to know this morning that when you think about the power of God, then we look back at the history of what God has done. Out of all that the children of Israel had done against him and fallen short along the way, all they had to do was to repent, call on the name of God sincerely, and make sacrifices to atone for their sins. But aren't you glad we don't have any livestock out on the grounds? I don't have to worry about going and finding a goat or a lamb. All I got to do is call on the name Jesus. Anybody hearing me in here? Some of you might be stuck in the Old Testament days and you think that you can go and make a sacrifice. Sometimes you act like you are making a sacrifice in being in here. But you ought to be glad that God gave you strength to come in this morning. Those of you that can say, "I got a reasonable portion of health and strength," meaning that you're not healthy as you used to be, but you're glad to be in the number one more time. Am I talking to anybody in here? Anybody in here ever had that mind? I don't feel like going, but something down on the inside said, get up out of that bed. Go on to the house of God and tell God, thank you. Wouldn't be where you are right now if God wouldn't have stepped in last week. Let you know that you're not in it all by yourself. So David said, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Now, our supporting text, King Solomon tells us here in this third chapter of Ecclesiastes, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. So God says to us this morning through King Solomon that there's a time and a season for all things. There's a purpose for all things. Now there are times in our lives that as we go through the circumstances and the changes in life, we don't always have a clear understanding as to why we're going through what we're going through. But now remember where David said in 23 and 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because you are right there with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. They let me know that the enemy may be somewhere in the midst, but I'm going to be all right. Anybody know what I'm talking about? There are times when you got to know that things are going to happen. But God himself has set the patterns of life, and all of the labor that we put in cannot change what God is going to allow. You can feel bad. You can mumble and complain. Some folk even get mad at God. But I come to let you know this morning that that seven verse tells us that there's a time to keep silent. And then there's a time that we ought to open up our mouths. Anybody know any folk that don't know when to shut up? Then you got some folk that don't know when to open up their mouths. There's some folk that are waiting on the preacher to talk to the Lord for them. But how many know that you better be talking to your God all for yourself? How many of you know you don't need the preacher, you don't need the deacon, you don't need the choir or the musician to have a Holy Ghost, hallelujah, good time in your house? Joshua said, as for me at my house, we gonna serve the Lord. But now, Joshua wasn't talking about just in the assembly of the tabernacle. We gonna serve the Lord in our houses. When we get up in the morning, somebody in that house ought to tell God, thank you. When you sit down and eat lunch, somebody ought to tell God, thank you, because somebody somewhere is still hungry. When you get a chance to eat your dinner in the evening, somebody ought to still tell God, thank you. But how many of you know that we'll sit back on God? We don't do God right. We got to learn how to open up our mouths. Talk about the good news about the fact that Jesus Christ is alive. It's all right to be a quiet individual. It's all right to be reserved and in your own comfort zone. But every now and again, you ought to think about the goodness of Jesus. When I think about the goodness of the Lord, I don't mind letting you know whose side I'm on. I don't mind letting somebody know that I love the Lord. Anybody in here love God? I'm going to go ahead and go home now. I got another job to do this afternoon, and I'm not going to weary your patience very long. But I want to know, is there anybody in the house this morning? Anybody love God with all of your heart? See, I just stopped by to let you know that I stand as a servant of the mighty high God. I stand here just like David, a man that loved God with all of my heart. David said, oh, bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Anybody come in here to praise God? Where are the praises in the house? Anybody come in here to help me? Lift up the mighty name of Jesus. If you want to get out of church early, you ought to come on and be a witness. Because every now and again, it don't take all day to tell the story of the goodness of Jesus. Every now and again, you got to throw out a couple of points. But I was ready when I got down here. Because I want to let somebody know this morning that I got joy down on the inside. And this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. And I'm not going to let the world take it away. I woke up this morning happy in Jesus. I woke up this morning with the Lord on my mind. Is there anybody in the house that don't mind telling the Lord thank you? I want to know where the praises are. But the Bible said, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation. Is God your rock? Is he your salvation? Is there anybody in here that don't mind this morning opening up your sanctified mouth and telling the Lord, I just want to say thank you for waking me up this morning. I want to say thank you for starting me on my way. I want to say thank you because you are my rock. Upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I got the Lord on my side this morning, and the reason why I'm gonna praise the Lord, I don't want to do it all by myself, but I want you to come on with me in the presence of a mighty God. Let's make a joyful noise. Let's give God praise. Let's give God honor. Let's let the Lord know. And the reason why you ought to give God praise, for the Lord is great. He's a great God. He's a king above all other gods. In his hand are the deep places. He made the sky and he made the sea. And as deep as the sea is, he knows everything that is therein. So I just stopped by to tell somebody, will you come on and worship the Lord with me? Will you bow down and call on the name of the Lord? David said, harden not your heart as in the day of provocation. But you ought to open up. You ought to loosen up. You ought to let go and let God have his way. I stopped by to ask somebody, did anybody come in the house to serve the power of a mighty God? I want to know, where are the happy folk? Anybody happy in the power of God? Anybody got joy? Unspeakable joy. Anybody got a praise that you just can't get out of? When the Lord gets ready, when the Lord gets ready, when the Lord gets ready, you got to move. And when you move, you ought to move like fire. But I know what Jeremiah was talking about. For it's like fire. It's like fire. It's like fire. Shut up in my bones. Every time I get a chance, I want to give God praise. I got to dance in my feet. For the Lord God is a good God. And it's about time. It's about time. It's about time that some of the quiet folk make some noise. Some of the reserved folk make some noise. Some of the proud folk make some noise. Some of the mean folk make some noise. It's time to make some noise.